Well, everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joey and Gosa TV on this beautiful Veterans Day, Monday, November 11th, 2019. I want to just send a big shout out and thanks, appreciation to all the veterans of this beautiful country, the U.S. of A. As an immigrant and also as a person who went through a war in my original country, I am thankful for the suffering, or not thankful for the suffering, but I understand the suffering, and I'm thankful for the sacrifice that many have made so that we can have freedom in this day and age, in this country. And so thank you to all the veterans out there, and may God be with you always. But talking today about the two areas that I love the most, and I want to be an example to you in how to select the one or two key areas that you're the most passionate about, the things that you need to be focusing on, the gifts and talents that God has given you so that you can make a difference in the world. So for me, those two things, without a doubt, are music and all that goes with music and production, as well as loving people. You could call it church leadership, you could call it speaking, and all that goes with the spiritual life of people. So let me just first walk you through what that means. So as you know, I love music, first of all. And what I like to do now is not only to do music myself, but to teach other people music. So on Wednesdays, I have voice lessons that I teach for free. As you know, I also have paid services. I teach music production to people online. I have a few artists that come to my studio every week, every month, to do music together here in my studio. And so music is one of those things that has always been near and dear to my heart. The second thing is church leadership, and specifically talking about multi-ethnic churches, turnaround churches, helping churches go from maybe you would consider from death to life, or from unhealth to health, from perhaps disunity to unity. So those two areas are the things that I love the most. And maybe a third one that goes along with maybe even the second one is the area of mentorship and coaching, life coaching, mentorship, spiritual guidance, spiritual direction. I have found by the grace of God that that's an area of gifting, and people seem to really enjoy and learn a lot from the advice that I give them, from the resources that I point them towards, from the walking alongside of them, whether it's in areas of relationship, of doubt, fear, obviously anxiety and depression and mental health issues. It could be things with your marriage, or as a young person, perhaps areas where you're dealing with uncertainty, doubt, wanting to make a difference in the world, but not knowing exactly how. And especially, I love working with young people in their 20s and 30s. I love, obviously, all ages, but it seems like God has given me a unique, maybe a window or a door into the lives of young people, which I appreciate so much and I take to heart. So these are the two, three things that I have discovered that are areas in which God uses me. So I want to give you three tips on how to discover what you love, what you are good at. So number one is to take spiritual tests, personality tests, all of these different tools that are out there. Some of the ones that I recommend are the Enneagram. You can go to enneagraminstitute.com or listen to many good podcasts online regarding the Enneagram. If you're not familiar with that, it's sort of a Myers-Briggs type thing, but it's more spiritual than that. And it has nine areas that you can read about and learn what they are, and then you can discover your type or your number. I'm an Enneagram 3 with, I believe, a 4-wing, perhaps a 2-wing. I'm not totally sure. And you can learn more about that, as I said, at enneagraminstitute.com. Also, other tests that are out there that are very good that I like are the Myers-Briggs, StrengthsFinders, DISC. There is one called the five, what's this called? Something about five areas. of Life. There are a few others that are very powerful. No matter what you take, what tests you take, I think really the best thing is to know yourself, to learn about who you are, your tendencies, to be honest, to be self-aware. And then what these tests do is they help you kind of, I guess, document or explain why you are the way you are. And what's the point of all this? You can definitely overdo it. I think some of these tests can tend to maybe box you in. But if you are open to these things, type of things, they will explain what you should be doing, what maybe are your weaknesses or things that you should avoid, that kind of stuff. By the way, another test that I recommend in terms of spiritual gifts is found at let's see, it's called giftstest.com. Gifts, plural, giftstest.com. I find that one to also be good. So that's number one, discover your gift, take tests. Number two is to let your life speak. Let your life speak. What that means is, by the way, that title is from a book by, I believe the author is David Foster, and the name of his book is Let Your Life Speak. I've read that book several times. And basically it says, look at what you've been doing. Look at what are the things that you are already involved in. And really, that's regardless of age. You might be a teenager, 20s, 50s, 80s. Look at your life. Let your life tell you what is it that you love. What are the things that you tend to do a lot of? What are the things that you tend to avoid? What are the areas where you shine, where you seem to want to do well in? And then what are the things that you don't like so much? Letting your life speak also is about learning from your mistakes. There are mistakes that we all make or things that we do that maybe we're not really good at. And those things can teach us a lot about ourselves. So, for example, my life has always spoken or told me that music is something that I love. People seem to enjoy it when I do music. I also, as I've mentioned, I love leading things. And when I lead, people seem to enjoy that. And things get clarified. When I counsel people, when I coach them one-on-one or in small groups, people seem to really benefit from that. So my life has always spoken on these things that I believe are my strengths. So learn from your life. Write down some of the things that you tend to enjoy and you don't enjoy. Let your life speak. And then I think the third one, and this is maybe the most important one, and this is to ask other people. Ask other people and give someone else that you trust a chance to speak into your life. So when I try to do a lot of things, or I try to, or I become somewhat confused with what I'm supposed to be doing, I always talk to my wife, of course. Rochelle always brings me back to who I am. And so whether it is your husband, wife, if you're single, it could be your parents or a mentor, have people that you give permission to and access to, and make sure that you choose who these people are very carefully. Avoid negative people, but give someone in your life access and ask them something like, what do you think that I'm good at? What does it seem like I really enjoy? What do you think of all that I do that seems to be another book that I love is called The Big Leap. What do you think, ask someone, what do you think is my level of genius or my level of excellence? And maybe even if you are bold enough and strong enough, courageous enough, ask someone, what is my level of average or of inadequacy even? Because sometimes we get stuck doing things that we're really inadequate at. And it's best for all of us to move up towards our levels of genius, of excellence, to, especially as life begins to, as we begin to get older, to focus or to converge, as there's another book called The Making of a Leader, says to converge upon the things that you are a genius and that you are excellent and that you have that uniqueness to. For me, once again, music, mentoring, evangelizing, speaking, leading. These are the things that I am focusing on more and more and more. And so as you also mature and as you grow and as you go through different experiences in your life, begin to converge and to focus on those things that are your level of genius, your level of excellence, and begin to avoid your levels of average or inadequacy. There are a bunch of things that you could do, you have to do. You might have a job that is nowhere near your level of genius or excellence, but you can't just quit your job, but you can put it in the back burner, not kill yourself per se, while you pursue things that are on your level of genius. Or you may have a 9-to-5 job that's not exactly your favorite, but maybe your attitude is what sets you apart. It might be that you mentor other people and that sets you apart. And so you can begin to use your unique gifts and talents in your current job. And that is what will give you the greatest joy and satisfaction. So, and maybe the fourth tip, maybe an added bonus, is to always pray, to always ask God for guidance. You know, the Bible is clear that God has given us all different gifts and talents for the benefit of others, to build up the kingdom of God, to serve the least of these, to also to give us joy and to help us discover our purpose. Ask God, say, Lord, what do you think I am best at? Would you use all of these resources, experiences in my life, etc., to guide me into what I should be doing? And then maybe even be as bold as to say, Lord, would you fill me with your Holy Spirit? Luke 11, verse 13 says that if we, being impatient parents, give great gifts to our kids, how much more our Father in heaven, who's a perfect Father, will give us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And what that means is that he'll give us joy, he'll give us love, he'll give us peace. Because sometimes, even though you're in your level of genius, things are hard. You face conflict, you face difficulties. This is where the Holy Spirit is so important. So you can have the patience, the love, the joy, the peace to persevere and to not give in, to not give up. So I hope these tips will help you discover who you are. If you would like my coaching in these type of topics, issues of career, of finding your purpose, of overcoming anxiety and mental blocks, I would love to be your coach and to set up an appointment. And then the second area, if you would like coaching in music, anything dealing with music writing, production, singing, playing, all of these things that I love to do, you can also reach out to me. You can go to both places for the coaching part. You can go to davidtrigg.com/free coaching, davidtrigg.com/free coaching. And for the music area, you can go to davidtrigg.com/free music, davidtrigg.com/free music. My prayer for you today is that you will know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that there is nothing that you can't accomplish with Jesus by your side, with the support of your friends and family, and believing that God has a purpose in your life. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.